Okay, today's daf is Maseches Brachos Daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on Daf Tes Zayin. I'm an Aleph at the top. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, unclear exactly which pasuk we are citing, because even though the Gemara quotes one pasuk, Tosfos had a different suggestion of what pasuk it is. But there is a pasuk out there that relates an ohel to a nachal. In what way is an ohel related to a nachal? So the Gemara tells us, Man nachal d'malin esad d'mitam el d'tara. Just like a nachal makes someone who was previously tameh into someone who was tahar, so to an ohel could take a person who was previously chayiv and be malahim mikav chova lekaf zuchus. What ohel does that? The ohel shel Torah, a beis medrash, does that to a person. A person spends time in a beis medrash. The Gemara then goes on to tell us, what does a person do if he's in the middle of saying Shema and he doesn't remember where he's holding? He doesn't know exactly which part of Shema he's holding in. So he always has to go back to the earliest possible time, that part of Shema that he could have been holding in. For instance, if he's saying uchsavtem, then he has to go back to all the way back to the first parasha of Shema, because he may be in the Yuchsaftim, and that's in the first paragraph, and not the one that's in the second paragraph. However, the Gemara says, if he already started saying Leman Yirbu Yimechem without thinking, so Sirchei Nakat, we assume that he was saying that out of force of habit, and he must have already been up to the second parasha of Shema, and therefore he need not go all the way back to the first parasha of Shema. Then the Mishnah tells us a number of halachos about a worker who's on top of a tree or on top of a wall, and it comes a time for Kriya Shema, a chassan on the first night who doesn't have to say Shema, even though Rabbi Gamliel himself, when he got married, did say Shema because he couldn't bear the thought of not being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim. But in the context of a worker on top of a tree, the Gemara quotes a brisa that you do say Shema when you're on top of a tree, but you don't daven when you're on top of a tree, because as Rashi explains, davening requires kavana, or at least a more intense form of kavana than Kriya Shema does. However, the Gemara qualifies that if the tree is particularly secure, and you're not the balabayas, and therefore you feel an achrayas to stay there, to continue your work, you may even daven on top of the tree. Again, if it's a particularly secure tree. If you are the balabayas, then it doesn't matter what kind of tree it is, you should go down, because you have to take care of your tefillah, and there's no boss that's going to criticize you for it. The Gemara then goes on to say that you do have to stop work for the first parasha of Shema, but you do not have to stop working in order to say the second parasha of Shema. People who work for just food, it may depend on their wage, on their wage arrangement in terms of what they should stop to say, which parts of davening they should stop to say. If a person's wage arrangement is that he doesn't get wages, he just gets paid by meals, then he stops and he says a full Shemona Esrei, the Gemara says. But if he gets paid actual wages, then he should stop only to say Me'ein Shemona Esrei, an abridged version of the Shemona Esrei. In discussing the next halacha in the Mishnah, that a chasson is pater from Kriya Shema, the Gemara brings us back to the whole sugya of Osik B'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, of how we know that a is pater from Kriya Shema. We learn it from Uvelachta Chava Derech, that someone who's going on the road for Dvar Rishus has to say Shema, but someone who's doing Dvar Mitzvah that involves a sense of Tirda does not have to say Shema. On Daf Tezayinam Beis, the Mishnah goes on to tell us that Rabbi Gamliel had another couple of unusual things that he did. First of all, he bathed on the night that his wife had died when he was still in Onin, and second, he was Mekabel Tanchumin for his Evet Tavi, who had died, because he was not like other Avadim, he was Kosher Haya. The Gemara records a Machlokas, the Mishnah rather records a Machlokas, if a Chasson can volunteer to say Shema on the night of his Chasana, should we say that why not? Let him volunteer, it's a great mitzvah, or do we say no, you can't just claim that you're someone who's capable of having Kavana if you may not be someone who's capable of having that kind of Kavana. Rabbi Elazar, when his servant died, when his Shivcha died, refused to be Mekabel Tanchumin, and his Talmidim kept on trying, but he kept on running away from them to different room after room, and they kept on chasing him and trying to find him, until he finally explained to them, look, I can't be Mekabel Tanchumin for the Eved, because it should be the same as when a person loses an animal, where you say, HaMakom Yimali Chesroncha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fill in whatever you're missing, but it's not a personal Tanchumin that I could be Mekabel. The Gemara then moves on into a discussion of the Avos and Imahos, that we have three Avos in Jewish history, four Imahos. No matter how great a figure somebody else might be in Jewish history, they never crack the list of Avos and Imahos, and it has nothing to do with the certainty that we descend from all of these people, because none of us are certain if we descend from Rachel or from Leah, for instance. But Only the Avos are Avos, only Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are Avos, and only the four Imahos are Imahos. In that context, the Gemara tells us that sometimes Abba and Ima is an honorific that we give to a person. It's a title we give to a person. We call them Abba, we call them Ima, like Abba Shaul, Abba Mari, etc. So that title should not be given to an Eved. However, the Gemara qualifies that maybe if the person is very Chashuv, it can be given to an Eved. Then the Gemara tells us that someone who says both Kriyashma and Tefillah is going to be Yoresh, both Olam Hazeh, as well as Olam Haba. And the daf concludes and goes really into the next daf, into Daf Yud Zayin, giving us various formulations that different Tanaim and Amoraim would use to finish off the Tefillah. Where we say Elokai Netzar, they had all these different types of formulations to finish off the Tefillah. Some of them are familiar to us from other places, some of them are not so familiar to us. But these were the different formulations that goes into tomorrow's daf, and Mirza Shem will pick up with that tomorrow.